Lakuta Sichas Chelik Yud Parsha Vayera Sicha Beis Ala Pasuk Vayigash Avram Vayemer Af Tispe, on the Pasuk that says and Avram approached Hashem and he said, will you destroy the good people with the bad people? Mefarish Rashi, Rashi explains Vayigash Avram, he quotes the words from the Pasuk Vayigash Avram. And he explains, Matzino Hagoshul Mechama, we find approaching in regards to describing an approach towards war for the purpose of conducting war, as it says, Vayigash Yoyev, as the Pasuk says, and Yoyev approached and it was for the purpose of war. Hagoshul Afius, we find approaching for reconciliation or conciliation. Vayigash Eilav Yehuda, as it says, Yehuda approached Yosef for the purpose of appeasing him and so on. Hagoshal Tfila, we find approaching for the purpose of davening. Vayigash Eliyahu Anobi, as it says by Eliyahu Anobi that he approached. L'chol Eile Nichnas Avram, and for all of these three purposes, Avram went in for the discussion with Hashem. L'daber koshes, to speak strong words, l'fius, for conciliation, and l'tfila, for davening. V'hine, l'cha'ira kavanas Rashi, it would seem that the point of Rashi here is, miki meshum etzin b'ksubin shal achrize, shavram avinu diber koshes, since we find in the psukim following this pasuk, that Avram Avinu spoke strong words, af tispe tzadikim rosha, challenging Hashem, Would you destroy a tzaddik together with a rasha? The Divrei Pius, we also find words of conciliation. Chalilu l'chame aseis kadavar azeh. It would be, as Rashi says, chulin hulach. It would be for somebody like you. It's beneath you to do something like that. And the spalel, and we find that he davened to Hashem. Hinenei ha'alti l'daber. I pray to you, I will speak. I am mere but dust and ashes. Maybe they don't have the full 50 and so on. So these were more like prayerful words. Lachain, since we find in the following psukim that Avram spoke all of these approaches. So we find in the psukim following that Avram spoke all these three approaches. L'chei mefarish the kol zeh nichlo mashu amer kra vayigash Avram. Kimatzino hagoshes. So therefore, Rashi explains that all of these things are contained, can be contained in the word vayigash, because we find the word vayigash as an approach for all of these three types of activities. Tzorach lahavin, so you have to understand. First of all, teva harigil b'tanachu pshuta vayigash lama b'chlal zkuka l'pirush. The word vayigash is a very, very common word throughout Tanakh, and it has a simple meaning. And why does Rashi need to explain it at all? Ubereva mekaymis le'nimtzer l'pirush Rashi, pirush Rashi l'teva zu. In most places where the word vayigash comes up, Rashi doesn't address it at all. There's no need to explain it. Why here? Number two, Lama Matik Rashi Gam Tevis Avram. Why does Rashi quote Vayigash Avraham? Why doesn't he, if he's explaining the word Vayigash, why does he quote the word Avram also, as if he was going to explain something about Avram? Number three, Ma'awai Safa Vachidish Basiyim Pirushay Shor Rashi. What is at the end of Rashi, he says, B'chol Eilu Nichas Avram, and Avram went to with all these approaches. This is something that you will see immediately in the psukim, that Avram did all of these three. So why does Rashi have to sort of explain it in his pirush when a few psukim later you'll see all of those things? Kenal. Dalid, Rashi Magdimay Chocha the L'chol Eilu Nichnas. Rashi starts with, for all of these, Avram took all of these approaches. Mizesha Matsino Hagoshulim Mulchama Lepiasulitfila. Rashi uses as a proof to say that all of these, that Avram did all of these, from the fact that the word Vayigash can be used, as Rashi shows from the Psukim, that the word Vayigash can apply to any of these three, or all of these three approaches. So why does he need proof from other Psukim that Avram was going to do these things? V'haloi mefurush came back subim atzmam the lahalon alasar kanal. Right in the Psukim that follow, it says all of these things, that Avram did all of these things. So then why does Rashi need proof from somewhere else that Vayigash can apply to all of these three things, when right in this Parsha, right here, you have all of those three things, and the Pasuk says Vayigash, so obviously that's what he approached for. V'havle l'haschul miyad l'gimel dvarim nichus Avram. So all Rashi needed to do was say, Avram went with an approach of three different, he's going to take three different approaches, Ladaba Koshis, Lepius, or Litfila. That's how Rashi should have explained. He went with three things in mind, and he was going to do these three things. Why does he need proof that you can use these three things from other Psukim when it's clear in the Pasuk that that's what Avram did? As Rashi does exactly that when he talks about Yaakov Avinu, that when he was meeting with Esav, that he prepared for three different things that might happen. He prepared himself for three different things: ledoyrin, to give a gift; letfila, to pray and plead and beseech; ulamulchama, and for a war. So Rashi doesn't need proof that you can do all of these things from somewhere else. If you see in the Psukim that he did all of these things, so Rashi says he did all of those things, he prepared for all those things. So why here does he need a whole shot, a whole proof from Psukim that you could do all these things? But often Tim Solim Shemitzadeh Tam Hutzrach Rashi Leichiach Devayiga Shaykh Begimel Dvarim Elu. And even if you, for some reason, Rashi needs to prove that the word Vayigash applies to all of these three things, maybe at the end he could say Avram prepared for all of these three things, as indicated by the word Vayigash, and you see from the Psukim, and the word Vayigash can apply to all three, as then he could bring his proof, not to start with those proofs, and as if that is what allows him to explain that this is what Avram was preparing for. Hey, umeidach. On the other hand, sasam Rashi v'lepirish b'makom shehaya loy lechayda lefarish olavar. In where he, it would seem that he should be more elaborate in explaining. Over there, he doesn't say anything. V'hainu lohavi saksuvim shel achizem enidin didan. Like to bring, let's say, the psukim which are in this parsha, to show that these are the three things that he was preparing to do. He could have quoted the psukim from our Chalil Lecha, which would show that he was lepius, that's for conciliation. Hinei no hayalti, that's the prayer. Kimisham muchach shavram nichnas l'chol leila. Those are the psukim that actually show that Avram approached it from these three, with these three things in mind. So why does he ignore the psukim from our parsha and use his psukim from some other place? As we find that he did in the Vayishlach by Yankiv with Esav, shehu mefarish. Over there he says like this: L'doyren, he went to with a gift, as it says in the pasuk v'tavra milchal panav. Rashi quotes the pasuk from there, from that parsha. Litfila, he went for prayer. Elikayavi Avram, as he say, brings the tefila. L'milchama v'haya machnan yishul ufleita. So in that parsha, in Vayishlach, Rashi quotes the local psukim to show that this was what Yankiv was preparing for. Here, he doesn't quote the local psukim from this parsha to show what Avram was doing. He quotes, brings proofs from other parshas to show that the word Vayigash can apply to those three approaches. Vav, Kashas Asivsi Chachamim, the question that the Asivsi Chachamim asks, Eich Kosav Rashi Kan, the Vayigash Elev Yehuda, Hoy Lepius, how could Rashi write over here that Vayigash Elav Yehuda? That's what the Sifzei Chachamim asks. That Vayigash Elav Yehuda was for conciliation, a little comment, but Peresh Parsha Vayigash, because of Rashi, went over there, and Vayigash, Rashi writes, Val Yichar Apcha, on the words, and you shouldn't get angry. Yehuda was saying to Yosef, don't get angry. So Rashi says, from here we see that he was speaking in a way that may have gotten Yosef angry. In other words, that Vayigash was not conciliation. He was approaching with strong words like L'molchama. So the Sifzei Chachamim asks this question. Here Rashi says that Vayigash El Yehuda means for conciliation. There he says that he was speaking to him harsh words. So that question is also a question. Zayin. On the other hand, since over here Rashi says that Yehuda was approaching for conciliation, why doesn't he say it there in Vayigash that he was approaching for conciliation, especially that not only does he not say that it was for conciliation, he says the opposite, that it was for speaking strong words? So if Rashi holds that Vayigash Elav Yehuda was for conciliation, why didn't he mention something there? Ches, Madua Mishana Rashi Meloshna Kosa Vayigash Avram, Vakaisa Vulcholil Nichnas Avram. The Pasuk says Vayigash Avram, Avram approached Hashem. Rashi changes from the word L'chol Eila Nigash, he sort of said, for all of these is why he approached. Instead he says Vulchol Eila Nichnas. He went into the conversation, so to speak, with this in mind. He should have used the same words as the pasuk. So to understand all of this, lifnei vayigash Avram nemar, before the words vayigash Avram, it says Avram idenu oimed lifnei Hashem. The pasuk right before vayigash Avram says that Avram remained standing before Hashem. Hashem had Vayera El of Avram. Hashem had come to speak, not Vayera. He said, Hamachasani me Avram, can I cover up? Am I going to conceal from Avram what I plan to do with Stein? So Hashem came to him and he told him what he was planning. And yet Avram was still standing before Hashem. And then it says, Vayigash Avram. Harimefura shalayzoz Avramim kaimel lifnei Hashem. So the pasuk is clear that Hashem had Avram had not moved from still standing before Hashem. Ulefi zeh. So according to this, ein lefarish veyigash Avram shela achrei zeh hagoshu kepshutei. So then, because we're talking about Avram standing before Hashem, what does it mean when it says veyigash Avram that Avram approached Hashem? He was still standing before Hashem. So therefore, the word vayigash cannot be interpreted as meaning literal, being a literal meaning of approaching, because he was standing before Hashem. Hataka mimokim lemokim, moving from one place to another to get closer to Hashem, so to speak. Helal karchach tzarech leimar, shemuvona hagoshavet nuaruchnias. We must say, therefore, that the word vayigash means he mentally approached the issue that he was going to speak to Hashem. He was preparing to speak to Hashem. That was a mental approach. That he left a certain mood or a certain frame of mind. The nichnas l'matzav chadash, and he went into a new frame of mind. He was moving from one frame of mind and going into another frame of mind, which already answers the question that the Rebbe asked, why does Rashi change the word from Nigash to Nichnas? Because he's trying to explain that the word Nigash here, Vayigash here, doesn't mean literally that he moved from one place to another, but it's a mental state that he went from one frame of mind to another frame of mind. Vezui Adgoshus Rashi. And that's why Rashi emphasizes L'chol Eilen Nichnas Avram Hainu She'oid Kaidim She'omer Estvarav Utnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning to say that even before he began to speak to Hashem, what Rashi is trying to say here is that the word in the pasuk Vayigash Avram means that he mentally prepared what he was going to say, and that he prepared for three different approaches. He was going to take three different tactics and in how to speak to Hashem. And this all happened before he began to speak. And that's what the pasuk means to say when it says Vayigash Avram, that he prepared himself, he entered into a frame of mind where he was going to speak in a certain way. That's why Rashi changes the word Hagosha, approaching, because the word Nichnas is the way Rashi explains what the meaning of Vayigash here is, that he entered into a new frame of mind. And since his intent here, Rashi is trying to explain that Avram went into this frame of mind in order to speak to Hashem. In other words, Rashi is not trying to say that he spoke in these three different ways. Koshis upius atfila. He spoke harsh words, he spoke conciliatory words, he prayed to Hashem. The Maika Mashmalon, Rashi doesn't have to tell us that, because if you read a few psukim down, you will see that he spoke in these three ways. Why would Rashi have to preempt the few psukim to tell you what he was going to say in a few psukim later? That's not what Rashi is trying to do. Rather, what Rashi is trying to say is that his initial approach, his preparation for him, for his speaking to Hashem, was with these three things in mind. Not that he ended up speaking that way. And therefore, since it's not about how he actually spoke, it was rather how he prepared to speak. So that's why Rashi doesn't use the psukim in our parsha to show that he spoke in those three ways, because that only tells us that he ended up speaking that way, but it doesn't in any way show that he made the preparation to speak that way. Because the fact that he spoke that way doesn't in any way prove that he had originally prepared to speak that way. Cautious, pious, atfila, harsh words, confrontational words, conciliatory words, and prayerful words. Because those psukim only bring out that that's how he ended up speaking, but it doesn't mean that he had originally prepared to speak that way. But since this is so, that from these psukim there is no proof that he actually prepared to speak that way. So then, how does Rashi know taka that Avram originally prepared to speak that way? And you can't say because he ended up speaking that way, because we just said that the fact that he ended up speaking that way doesn't mean that that's what he prepared to say. So how does Rashi know that he prepared to speak that way? It's possible, let's say, that his initial thought was he's going to speak confrontational words, and then it evolved into a different type of a conversation as well. And that would actually make sense to say that that's what happened, because that's how we began. That's how we began his words. Ha'im tispet tzaddik im rasha, confronting Hashem, would you really destroy a tzaddik together with a rasha? But then it evolved also into conciliatory words or prayerful words and so on. So how do we know that how does Rashi know that Avram originally planned to speak that way? That's why he quotes the words Vayigash Avram umefarish, and then explains Matsinu Hagosha v'chulu, that we find the word Vayigash used as a preparation for these three different types of approaches. And because the Torah adds the words Vayigash Avram, and in this case it can't mean the literal meaning that he went from one place to another in order to speak to Hashem, because he was standing before Hashem. So then what is the Torah trying to tell us with the words Vayigash Avram? it must mean that he prepared, he made a mental preparation in order to speak to Hashem. And so then what kind of a mental preparation did he make? Without the words Vayigash Avraham Yitaka wouldn't know that he made these initial preparations to speak. And since the Torah uses the word Vayigash, using specifically this word, now we understand from the Torah is giving us the message that he prepared. How did he prepare? Look at the word Vayigash. You'll know how he prepared. Because Vayigash is used in three different ways in the different psukim throughout the Torah to signify an approach to three different types of conversation or activities. L'chei maschil Rashi pirushay. Matzinu hagoshul l'milchama. That's why Rashi begins his commentary by saying, we find in the Torah the word Vayigash for both milchama, b'chulu, l'pius, for conciliatory words, and l'tfila, and for prayer, haynu, she'b'ksuvim elu anu, moitzim she'atayra, mishtameset b'loshim b'yigash. So in other words, that in the psukim throughout the Torah, the ones that Rashi quotes, we find the word v'yigash to describe these three approaches, l'tar gishose v'achanos adam l'daber, that the approach, the preparation of a person to either speak or do one of these three things, hein divrei kashus, sometimes it means confrontational, hein divrei fius, or conciliatory words, hein divrei tefila, and prayerful words, l'chein. Therefore, menidin didan shel ledaber kashus af tispa hayinu yoidim gam lulei yasavas vayigash Avraham. Since to say that vayigash means l'milchama, which means to confront, that we would have known even without the word Vayigash Avraham, the Bezerei Maschul, because those are the very first words that Avraham spoke. So therefore, even if the Torah had not told us Vayigash Avraham, we would have known that he had prepared to confront Hashem, because those were the opening words. The opening words are usually what you thought to speak. Al Kein Sarach Leimar, and therefore we have to state the that by saying the word Vayigash Avraham, the Torah is trying to tell us that not only did it prepare for confrontation, which you can know right because that's what he opened with, but he also prepared originally for the other two approaches as well, and that's why the Torah says Vayigash. Based on this, we can understand the difference between Vayigash Avraham and what it says later, Vayigash El Yehuda. Vayigash El Yehuda re pirusha shel teiras Vayigash hu b'muvana ha-poshut. In the case of Yehuda, the translation of the word Vayigash over there is literal. Netak mimakim omdei b'tzavseim echov, that he went, he moved from the place where he had been standing together with his brothers, Benigash v'iskarav el Yosef, and he went closer to Yosef to be able to speak personally to Yosef, b'chdei ledaber ima b'ayfem prati, to be able to speak to him one-on-one, as it says in the pasuk, yedaber na'avdecha dover ba'ozne adoni, let me speak something into your ears. In other words, it was meant to be, he wanted to get closer to him in order to speak personally to him. So the word Vayigash is literal over there. So therefore Rashi has no reason to explain it over there, because over there Vayigash means the simple meaning of the word, and there's no need to explain. And the reason Rashi over here brings proof that approach can also mean conciliatory words from Vayigash Elav Yehuda, ain kavanosu shedomo adodi b'toichna shel teiras Vayigash. Of course, he doesn't mean that the word Vayigash over here and Vayigash over there have the same meaning. Because over there, the word Vayigash means literal. He walked from one place to the other. Whereas by us, the word Vayigash means a mental preparation. Hainu shegam agashasu shel Yehuda inyone tenua nafshis is not that he's trying to say that in the case of Vayigashel Yehuda, it means a mental preparation, like it does over here by Vayigashavram. Ella, rather, what he's trying to compare between here and there is Shamatarihi Achasi, that the intent of the Vayigash was the same. The mental approach or the physical approach was both with the same intent. That his initial meaning with going close to Yosef was in order to speak and appease him and so on. But yet, it's a good proof to say that the words Vayigash, as in the case of Vayigash Elav Yehuda, means in order to appease. Ma'achashanu moitzim loshim Vayigash v'matar l'appease, because we find the word Vayigash used when a person is approaching for the purpose of appeasement. So even though over there Vayigash was literal and over here it's a mental state, it doesn't matter, because the word Vayigash is meant as an approach, whether physical or mental, for the purpose of appeasement. It makes no difference whether the Vayigash is meant to be literal or it's meant to be mental. It still means an approach for appeasement. Over there, Rashi has no need to explain that Yehuda's approach was for the purpose of appeasement, because this thought, this idea that Yosef was approaching, that Yehuda was approaching Yosef in order to appease him, you can see that from the very next words where Yehuda says to Yosef, I plead with you, my master, so that it's clear, it's obvious that over there he is approaching him to appease Yosef. And what's the point of Rashi pointing it out when it's in the very next words in the pasuk? And the reason that Rashi, in a different Rashi, where he's coming to explain the words "Val yichar apcha," you shouldn't get angry with me, Mekan. So, what does Rashi say there? Mekan atalomid shadiber elof koshes. From here, you learn that he spoke confrontational words with him. Avaloi shemal chatchil nigish v'kabanazu. But originally he didn't intend to speak to him in such a way. His original intent was to speak to appease him. Why doesn't Rashi then say, since he ended up saying both, speaking in both ways, why doesn't Rashi over there say that he approached Yehuda, Yehuda approached Yosef with the double intent, first of all to speak conciliatory words and then to speak confrontational words? The reason is because that a person should approach another person and to, with the intention of speaking both conciliatory words and confrontational words, is something very unusual. Rashi would need proof from somewhere that originally Yehuda had planned to use both of these approaches, because that would be a very unusual approach. And whereas in our parsha, the Torah does point it out by saying the words Vayigash Avram, that we should know that he had prepared mentally for all these three approaches. But over there in Vayigash Elav Yehuda, we have no reason to say that he had originally prepared to speak in all three ways. And therefore, but there was only two ways. So Rashi doesn't say that it was originally with that intent, because there's no proof of that. Words of Chassidus that can be found in this Rashi. Yadua Shemidoshul Avram, he, Avram Oyavi. We know that Avram, his approach to Avodas Hashem was with love. Valpiza Tamua, so based on this, we have to ask the question, Why is it that Avram is speaking in such a confrontational way? Especially speaking to Hashem, it's not in his nature to speak that way. The Yisaidim is even more so. Mikol lagimul dvarim, milchama pius utfila. From all of these three approaches that Avram had chosen to speak, with confrontational words, appeasement, and prayer, hischil Avram b'ledabakoshes. His first approach was with confrontation. Why would he start with confrontation? From this we understand that even though he had originally planned to go to speak all three, it seems that his main approach, his main tactic was to speak strong words. It would seem that because of his love and his avodas Hashem through love, he should have started, even if he had to get to the confrontational words, he should have started with something softer, which is in his nature. But the explanation is, when we say that Avram's mida is love and chesed, it's not describing his nature, his natural inclination only. He always went with chesed because of his nature. Ki'im, rather, what it's trying to explain, that his oifen of avoda was to serve Hashem with chesed, in order to serve, to fulfill Hashem's will in that way. But when the time came, when he had the opportunity to try to save a whole cities of people, and it was already in such a situation where Hashem had made his decision already that he was going to destroy them. But more so, not only had he decided to do it, but he already set things into motion. He sent the angels to do it already. As the pasuk says, can I conceal from Avram what I am doing? In other words, that Hashem was already in the process of doing it. Not only had he decided to do it. And in the Rashi, at the beginning of our Parsha, Echad Lahapach Hasdoim, he already mentions that one of the Malachim that came to Avram, what came to destroy Sdoim. And therefore he felt that the only way to reverse this was to demand from Hashem and to speak in strong words in order to dispel this gzeira. And therefore he didn't think this is not my way of doing things, this is not my nature, and so on. And therefore he approached it immediately with the full power of what he was able to say, to speak strong words, because that's what was needed at the time, even though this went against his nature. And therefore he decided that he has to speak strong words, even though he's speaking to Hashem himself. And all of this is that maybe he'll be able to save the people of Sdoim and Amora. And all this is related in the Torah, which of course is Hayrol Kolechad Ve'echad Mibnei Avram, which is Torah is from the word teaching. It's a lesson to all the children of Avram. Kishaba Adam, this is the lesson. Kishaba Adam Inyan Anegeya La'atzolus Nefesh Mi'Yisrael B'Gashmi'is. When a person has the opportunity that he can save a person, another Jew, whether physically or beruchnius or spiritually. L'karav liben shal Yisrael l'aviyim shavashamayim spiritually means to bring them closer to the Father in heaven. Also loy lachshev cheshbeinus, you can't sit down and make calculations. El tzarach l'isasik b'zeh b'chol keichei, you have to get involved in with everything, every ability that you have, with every talent that you have. V'gam ba'ofen shuhei b'chtiva, even if it's something that goes against your nature. V'af l'dav b'koshes, even to speak strong words. L'shtadl b'chol ha'mitzayim ha'fsharim, to make every effort with every possible means. L'molchama, ulefiyus, ulefila, and the approach has to be whether it's to go to war, whether it's to try to appease or to pray, whatever it takes. V'im yitin atayin, if somebody will say, Hare amaisu hua ikir, the truth is that the bottom line is, what can you accomplish? V'day b'masha matzilu nefesh b'payil, so therefore it's enough, I'll make my best effort to actually do whatever, I'll do whatever I can. Does it really matter whether my full passion is in it? As long as I do the job.
Rashi
says, that Avram went into the matter with all of these three things. A person has to completely submerge himself in the get busy and do whatever it takes. And you have to put yourself in with everything that you have. Your very essence has to be involved. And then you can be assured that you will be successful in your work.